One of the kind of buzzwords that's going around with all this COVID-19, that's a buzzword, and coronavirus, that's another buzzword. But the other one is, it also begins with a CO, and that is cocooning. It's a measure to protect those over 70 years of age or those extremely medically vulnerable by minimizing interaction. And basically, people over 70 are being asked to stay indoors, not make any contact. If somebody calls to their house, maybe somebody is bringing them groceries or whatever, just take them and that is it. So no contact for 2 weeks. The advice is in place for 2 weeks from the 27th of March right up until 2 weeks from then. So we're a few days into it now at this stage. So we just decided that there's a few of the Gift Grub characters who might be in that in that range. Eamon Dunphy, for example, is one of them. Eamon, how's the cocooning going, Eamon?
Yes, Ian, myself and John Giles are cocooning here now for over a week and a half, and we're very deeply doing it, very seriously doing it. What time is Eggheads on, John?
Another 10 and a half hours, Eamon.
Oh, okay. Ten and a half hours to Eggheads.
How are you passing the time?
Well, we usually start the day with a bit of semolina. John likes semolina, don't you, John?
Nice bit of strawberry jam, Eamon.
Yes, he loves the strawberry jam. Then we go over old arguments we've had. Do you remember when you broke Fatty Smith's legs in 73, John?
I never broke his legs, Eamon.
Oh, you did. You did him. You did him, John. You did him. You did him. You did his legs good.
Do you get any visitors? You know, nobody's supposed to come in. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, we do. Around this time every morning, Ian, Liam Brady and Didi Haman usually knock on our window and wave in. Oh, there they are now. Hi, Liam. What did you say, Liam?
He says, do you want milk? And the Herald. The Herald, Liam. The Herald. Two words.
It's like charades here, Ian.
Thanks very much. Stay safe. Good luck. See you. Oh, Pat Kenny is on the line as well. I read he is 72. Pat, you are cocooning, aren't you?
And a very good morning to you, Ian. Cocooning, of course, in Latin, globulus somnum, namely a sleeping glob, usually liquefied, pertaining, of course, to the insect kingdom, namely the common butterfly, which finds itself, before metamorphosis, as larvae, cocooned within a hollow husk of its protective shell.
But sorry, Pat, just the point is you're over 70, so why aren't you cocooning?
Well, because when I'm stopped by the authorities in Dorky and tell them my age, they say, get out of it, you scamp. You're not a day over 49. Walk on, you big, virile, sexy piece of meat, you.
Okay, well, listen, thanks very much.
Good morning.
All the cocooners are getting in touch. I feel like Joe Duffy here. Vincent Brown, good afternoon to you. How are you, Vincent?
Oh, God, I can't go stir crazy here. I'm going absolutely mad here. I thought interviewing Bernard Durkin was boring. What I wouldn't give for 10 minutes with Conor Lennon, Conor Gordiev, or Jack O'Connor. Oh, Jesus.
are you up the walls, Vincent, yeah?
I've actually started and resorted to interrogating myself in front of the bathroom mirror. And I've just realised I'm the most horrible person that ever existed. I am the most awful creature. How did I get away with it for 73 years? I'm lucky I didn't get a belt across the face for the kind of stuff I was going on about. Absolutely disgraceful.
My God. Well, listen, stay safe there, Vincent. Good man. Let's go across the city to Dublin West. Joan Burton. Joan, I wouldn't have put you anywhere near 70, but you're cocooning as well, I believe.
Thanks, Ian. That's really nice of you to say. But as a member of the Labour Party, a cocoon is probably the best place for me to be right now. But I'm just making myself a couple of eggs here, if you don't mind. And I was just thinking that actually a cocoon reminds me of when I was trapped in a car in Jobstown.
Would you shut up about Jobstown, John Burton?
Sorry, Vincent, would you leave me alone?
Just shut up and answer the question. What kind of eggs are you having?
I'm not telling you.
What kind of eggs are you having? Are you having scrambled eggs, boiled eggs, or fried eggs?
What eggs are you having in your cocoon? Remotely by you.
Ah, here we go, here we go, here we go. Answer the question, John Burton.
Stop harassing me remotely!
In your cocoon.
Get off your Skype!
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.